We sat down with Lauren Livesay and Colin Cappy, second-generation employees at Mall of Georgia Chrysler Dodge Jeep, to talk about their customers both here in Gwinnett and across the country.
Well, one of my neighbors bought all his cars from us, and when I see him in the morning, I give him a good wave, and I'm very thankful for that. And he continues to want to purchase vehicles from us because of the good experiences he's had.
We have people from out of state that will come back that have been buying cars from us for years that'll drive on in or fly on in, trade in their car, get a new one, and leave. And we have some that are just loyal customers that have been with us for 28, 29 years. But then we have very big online presence. We've been getting a lot of product, and we've been shipping them out all over the United States.
Mall of Georgia, Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Go see them on the lot at 4345 Buford Drive in Buford, or check them out online at mallofgeorgiachryslerdodgejeep.com.
Welcome to another edition of Gwinnett Football Friday. I'm Keith Ippolito with the BG Ad Group. He's Will Hammack, sports writer, Gwinnett Daily Post. Will, how are you, man? It's good to see you.
I'm hanging in there, man. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. It looks like we had Providence Christian make some school history last week. First time in the playoffs in their history. They won pretty convincingly, 55-27. Saw from your notes, looks like the second quarter was pretty interesting. What's your thoughts and takeaway from that one?
Yeah, Providence is already having a big season under head coach John Russ. He's in his first season there, really putting up big numbers offensively. That's what's fun to watch about the Storm. But just a great season. They already have a state record for a school record for wins in a season. Now they have their first state playoff trip in school history. So it's a lot of excitement around the program right now. That offense is really putting up huge numbers. Put up 55 against East Jackson last week. In that game, Caleb Lee had 16 catches for a Gwinnett County record, 3.5 yards receiving and 4 touchdowns. Brad Ben Clay's the big game, threw for 410 yards and 6 touchdowns, rushed for another 63, so nearly 500 yards of offense from Ben at the quarterback position. And the number two rusher in the state, Quentin Slaughter, he rushed for 250 yards last week and 2 touchdowns. So as a team and individually, they're putting up record-breaking numbers at Providence, and a lot to be excited about.
Yeah, it seems like I think I read that their QB has 2,000 passing yards. Is that right?
He does. He's a kid that moved down from Canada last year to kind of explore some opportunities in the U.S. to play football, and he's really done well. He had a great season last year, but he's taken it to another level this year, and I think he's going to have a chance to play some college football here in the States.
So next up on our list, Grayson. They beat Archer. It's the first region loss. It was a 41-14 victory. Setting up a three-way tie in that region over there. Archer, Grayson, and Parkview all tied for first place. First, tell me about the game, and then if you'll touch on, I guess, any maybe predictions for that region or how you see it playing out.
Yeah, it's one of the tougher regions in the state, and a lot of those teams are beating up on each other, so it's tough to tell. There's not really a clear-cut front runner at this point, which we usually have at this point. I think Grayson is a team that a lot of people thought was going to win it in the preseason, Grayson and Parkview. Those teams are still definitely in the mix. I think Grayson's win over Archer kind of put them in a good spot, but Parkview is really the team that controls its own fate right now. They're in a good spot to win this week, and if they can beat Grayson, they can win the region title outright. So it's an interesting situation over there, but as far as the game goes, I think Archer got off to a great start in region play, but still not quite up to the level, kind of rebuilding a little bit, and they've kind of had a breakthrough year under Dante Williams in his second year. But Grayson's got a lot of talent over there, and it was tough to overcome. It really did well on offense in the running game and the passing game. Dylan Elder rushed for 166 yards, a couple of touchdowns. J.D. Davis just does it every week at quarterback. He threw for 239 and 3 touchdowns. I think the breakout performer on that game for Grayson to me was the big tight end, Kylan Fox. They used him. He had 4 catches, 75 yards, and a couple of touchdowns. He's a big, tall kid, considerable weapon. He's going to be a big-time college prospect.
One of the things I saw in game notes, it looks like Archer had a lot of turnovers in that game, I guess, right?
Yeah, and Archer's the talent gap at this point is a little bit much for Archer to be playing that bad and making that many mistakes to hang in there with Grayson. But I think Archer's on the right track. I think it's going to be a big rivalry again in the future. Both those teams have a lot of history of success in football, and it's going to continue to be a great rivalry.
If there's already a talent gap for this year's team, it's hard to overcome turnovers, that's for sure. I know that.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so Norcross had a one over Petrie Ridge. Looks like they're in control of that region, Region 7 over there, I believe. What you see from this one?
Yeah, the winner of that game was going to be Petrie Ridge had a chance to clinch the region title outright if they had won it, but Norcross kind of seized control. They're the only team left unbeaten in region play, thanks to a big night from their ground game. The offensive line was huge. Kevin Maven rushed for 234 yards and a couple of touchdowns. Norcross rushed for 342 as a team and had 472 total yards. And the Norcross defense, I think, maybe didn't get enough credit for holding a prolific Peachtree Ridge offense in check, holding them to a season low in points. Just an impressive victory for Norcross. It was on TV statewide, so a lot of people got this effort. And it puts them in a good spot going into their big region and season, regular season finale against North Gwinnett this week.
Yeah, it seems like it. Obviously, you know, destiny's in their control. Well, that's going to wrap up the first segment over here. Again, I'm Keith Ippolito with the BG Ad Group. He's Will Hammack, sports writer, Gwinnett Daily Post, and we will be back on the other side of this break. Mark your calendars and get ready to celebrate America Recycles Day with Gwinnett, the event you don't want to miss. Join us Saturday, November 4th from 9 a.m. to noon at the Gwinnett Fairgrounds Sugarloaf parking lot. We're accepting a wide range of items from electronics to paint, clothing to sneakers, tires, and papers. And guess what? We've got on-site paper shredding, too. Before you head over, here are some important reminders. Paper shredding is limited to 5 copier paper boxes, paint to 10 gallons, and tires to 8 without rims. Most electronics are free to recycle, but there are small cash fees for TVs, monitors, and printers. If you're passionate about recycling and want to volunteer, please register at 2023 America Recycles Day. For more information, call us at 770-822-7141. This incredible event is proudly sponsored by Gwinnett Solid Waste Management and Gwinnett Clean and Beautiful. Rain or shine, let's come together to make a positive impact on our community. Celebrate America's Recycle Day with Gwinnett.
Hi, I'm Peggy Slappy. I'm the owner of Peggy Slappy Properties. We're a full-service real estate company serving the greater Atlanta area and beyond. At Peggy Slappy Properties, we're committed to enriching the lives of those we serve with the best real estate expertise in the area. Our agents are dedicated to helping you find the perfect home, from new construction to resales, condos, luxury homes, custom homes. We also offer a host of services to make your home buying experience easier, like our home search tool, mortgage calculator, and home value estimator. Your home is a very important part of your story, and our team will provide you with the best advice and expertise throughout the process. If you're looking to buy or sell a home in the Atlanta area, look no further than Peggy Slappy Properties. Visit our website at psponline.com to learn more and start your search today.
Join us on November 4th from 12 to 6 p.m. at Lawrenceville Lawn for our annual Harvest Festival, a celebration of autumn and all the joys of the season. This family-friendly event features a wide range of activities and entertainment sure to delight visitors of all ages. Take a stroll through our marketplace where you can shop for locally made crafts, goods, and other artisanal products. Enjoy live music from some of the area's top performers and indulge in a delicious array of fall-themed food and beverages. For the kids, we have a range of activities and games that will keep them entertained for hours. From pumpkin decorating to hay rides and face painting, there's no shortage of fun. Are you ready to make a difference? To be part of a winning team? Your opportunity is here, and we want you to say yes to GCPS. Gwinnett County Public Schools is looking for dedicated individuals to join our transportation team of bus drivers. We transport over 128,000 students daily, and we need passionate people like you to make it happen. We're not just offering you a job. We're offering you up to $28 per hour and an incredible benefits package. Enjoy health benefits, including medical, vision, dental, short-term disability, and more. And here's the best part. You'll receive 100% fully paid commercial driver's license training value at over $2,100. But we're not done yet. If you want to be a part of the team as a school bus monitor, we're hiring for that role too. Bus monitors enjoy many of the same benefits as drivers, and no commercial driver's license is required. For additional information, call 678-225-7670. Say yes to GCPS and become part of our incredible transportation team. Apply today and start your journey towards a rewarding career. And welcome back to Gwinnett Football Friday. All right, let's dive into this week's slate of games. First of all, do you have a favorite matchup this week?
Yeah, the one that stands out to me is the Norcross-North Gwinnett game for what it does in that region as far as the just straight-up region implications. Norcross has a chance to win the region outright with a win over North Gwinnett. I think that certainly could happen. And North Gwinnett's definitely talented enough to knock off Norcross. And if that happens, it's going to be a three-way tie for first in that region between North and Norcross and Peachtree Ridge. And then it's differential tiebreaker between those three teams as far as playoff seeding. All three can claim a region title, but then it's going to come down to who gets the 1, 2, and 3 seed and at the state playoff level. So we'll see how that one plays out. It would come down to how many points North beats Norcross by if North was to pull the upset. So a lot of tiebreakers going to be in play there. But again, if Norcross wins outright, then they have the title themselves.
Yeah, they don't have anything if they just win. Do you have a lean on that game or no?
Going into the season, I thought Norcross was the favorite to win the region. I don't think that's changed for me. I think Norcross is probably the best team out of those three teams that are involved there. And I think if Norcross plays clean and plays well, I think they'll be the team that wins that one.
Okay. Next up, Grayson is playing Parkview. What are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, that's going to be a slugfest there. Both those teams, I thought those two teams are my two favorites going into the season to win the region. It's going to be a tough call on that one. I don't know if I have a lean on who's going to win that one. Both really talented teams and have a big time college recruits on both sides of the ball. So it's going to be fun as a high school football fan. If you want to go watch a game and see some college level talent, that's going to be the game to go to. But again, that region's very, very much up in the air, and Grayson and Parkview are going to try and compete for the region title there. But I think Parkview has the better shot just because they control their own destiny as far as making it clean. If Grayson was to win, it's really going to jumble things up in that region.
It sounds like it. Next up, we have Newton versus Archer. What do you think about this one?
So another, like I said, that same region is going to be interesting to see how things play out in that region. South Gwinnett's still involved in tiebreakers as far as getting into the playoffs. So a lot of that hinges on the Newton-Archer game, who wins that game. Newton kind of went from being in control of that region, started off undefeated and was in first place, and now they're at risk of maybe missing the playoffs if they lose to Archer in this one. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out in the last week, but hopefully Archer will play better and have a better result there against Newton in the final week.
Yeah, there's a lot on the line, obviously, with this week. Have you ever had a chance to speak to any coaches or anybody, you know, privately or whatever? Is there any jitters or anything in the locker room or not that you're aware of?
Not really. I think everybody's excited at this point. I think what you want in the final week of the season is to be playing for something, and all these teams have motivation to play for something in this last week. It's always more fun when you're playing for seeding, playing for a region title. It's really easy to get motivated and get excited.
Absolutely. If you can't get motivated for this stuff, then I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. All right. Well, that's great stuff as always, man. I appreciate the time as always. That's going to wrap up another edition of the Gwinnett Daily Post. I'm Keith Ippolito. He's Will Hammack, sports writer, Gwinnett Daily Post. And we will talk to you next week.